Point of law.
As a tenant with a long-term lease, are you entitled to part of a condemnation award to the property's owner? Well, the court took an option on that question in the case of the lucrative lease. Charlie Moon with today's Point of Law on WCCO. Dan and Gene Watson were both experienced in marketing. They went into business for themselves, operating a videotape sale and rental shop. They took a 5-year lease on a building with a parking area that had ample space for their customers. The shop did exceptionally well. Within a year, they found it was hardly big enough for their business. They talked to the owner, Paul Fleming, about possibly adding a wing at a higher rental. While negotiations were going on, Dan found a crew of surveyors examining the shop's parking lot. The city engineer was there and said to Dan,
We're going to widen this street, and we're going to have to condemn most of this lot and part of the building.
Dan said, that's awful. I don't have enough room now. And I do have 4 years left on my lease. Will I get compensation? Well, the engineer didn't know, so Dan took it up with the city. Learned there would be compensation, but it would go to the property owner, not to him, Dan. Well, the young couple didn't think that was fair. They filed a claim in the condemnation proceeding. Their attorney told the court, we're asking for the value of the tenant's occupancy and the damage to their interest. Now, these people are compelled by their lease to pay rent every month for the next 4 years. Because of this condemnation, they no longer have the full use of the property they have been paying for under their lease. The city should pay them a portion of the condemnation award. City's attorney said,
well, the city's willing to pay the owner the fair value of the property it takes. We can't pay the tenant any part of this since the owner would lose some of his security. That is, the tenant could take the money, close the business, and then the owner would be without his regular payments. The claim should therefore be denied.
What did the court rule about the lucrative lease? We'll return with the court's decision right after this. As a tenant with a long-term lease, are you entitled to part of a condemnation award to the property's owner? Yes, said a New Hampshire appeals court, although some courts would differ. A lease is more than a mere contract. In effect, it makes the tenant the owner for a period of time. He has a right to proceed against any third party who causes even a partial eviction, as in this case. The city must pay adequate damages to Dan and Jean, as well as to the property's owner. In this particular case in New Hampshire, it's a point of law on WCCO.